You're listening to
Cattails. Hello and welcome to this edition of Cattails. I caught up with Swedish rock band Europe in Norwich on the UK leg of their last tour, and keyboard player Mick Micali was kind enough to take some time out and chat to me about the rock and roll circus, the band's journey through a musical universe, and their 10th studio album, yes, 10th studio album, War of Kings. This is The One with Mick Micali. Well, thank you very much for spending the time with me today, and thank you for allowing me to interview you. And welcome to Norwich.
Thank you.
I'm actually not originally from Norwich, no, but I do reside here. So okay. It's a beautiful town. I think it's very nice. Have you been round today, you say? What do you think of it?
Yeah, I took a walk around this little, is it a lake or something like that? Or
yes,
a small river?
Yeah.
And so I've been walking around there for an hour or so.
Terrific.
Just to catch some... Just to move a little bit. You need some to move around a little bit.
Get the blood flowing.
Yeah.
So you arrived earlier today on the coach, asleep, not sure what time you were arriving. Mm,
exactly. That's how it usually works.
And it's a pretty long tour that you're doing, actually, isn't it? So it must be a little bit disorientating.
Sometimes it is. I'm pretty good at keeping track of where I am, though. And I like to check on the map as well, you know, just to get a feeling of what area of the country you're in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's a bit confusing sometimes.
Cool, I bet it is, actually. Sort of like wake up in a new city and think, is this where I was yesterday? Are we here for 2 days? Or, you know, it must be a little bit disorientating. But yes, it's a long tour. How do you cope with such a long tour? Because you've been over in Japan in January, haven't you? You're over here now in the UK, going to Ireland, I believe. Then you're over in Europe, or it might be US in between. I've lost track, let alone you. How do you cope with that sort of length of tour?
Lots of booze, lots of drugs. That's basically it.
Just to keep you going.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's really, you have to as we sort of touched the subject earlier, I like to walk around or jog, but usually I walk because I can't jog anymore. I'm getting too old. I like to walk around. You know, you have to have, if you just sit down, it's so easy to just grab a beer and then you start drinking.
Yeah.
And then, so you have to keep your mind set and sort of keep it alive.
Yeah.
It's really easy to just fall into a bad spiral of and it's we're trying to stay away from that, although we'd love to have a party. Apart from that, just to try and not eat too much unhealthy food, I guess.
Yeah. Do you think the days have changed, though? I mean, obviously, Europe go right back to the 80s, where the heady successes and stuff, you know. So you've seen the ups and the downs, haven't you? A lot of people come and go in the industry. Do you think the times and attitudes have changed now for performing?
How do you mean?
Well, you're talking there about a nice, healthy lifestyle, really. Watching what you drink, watching what you eat, doing a bit of exercise. Do you think you know, younger bands take that attitude? Do you think that that's something that the young bands coming through now should do?
Maybe it's more people thinking in those terms, especially if you compare to the 70s, I guess. But I think it's more like it's individually how you feel, I guess, as a person, and how you deal with it.
Yeah, I suppose it is about dealing with it, isn't it, really? Because it's a difficult industry to work in, really, isn't it?
It's difficult in some senses. It's really. I see it as a blessing that I can do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's because I love this. I just love this life.
Yeah.
And it's also like a thing to. Once you've been at home for a while or for a couple of weeks, you start, you know,
itchy.
You can't really wait to get out there again. So it's like I really enjoy it. Circuses in back in the days, traveling around with a show.
Yeah,
that's what it is basically.
I suppose it
is. Rock and roll circus.
Yeah, I've not thought of it like that. I love that. That's really good.
Yeah.
Now, just thinking of Europe being around such a long time in the industry now, obviously there was that little break in between, but you were very instrumental, I understand, in bringing the band back together in 2003, I guess it would be now.
Yeah, well, I think we all were we all were into that. And I think Ian was, our drummer, was actually the strongest driving force to try and get that. But we did sit down and have a discussion of should we get together again or not. And we decided in the end that we would do it, but not trying to copy the way we sounded in the 80s. We wanted to be a present day band, band that sort of makes sense today.
Yes.
And that was something that was important to us.
Was that a bit of a challenge? Because, you know, you were so successful in the 80s. Obviously, the music industry's changed anyway, hasn't it? So was it difficult to change that sound and take a different approach? Or did that come naturally because everything had changed?
Naturally, I would say.
Yeah.
And we didn't know at all what to expect, from it. If we would sell any records or tickets at all,
it
worked.
Yes,
which is fantastic feeling.
Brilliant, a second chance almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, second time around. And some bands don't get that success once, do they? So
no, true.
That's terrific.
True. Yeah.
And now you're on to five albums since the reformation, however we want to put that.
Yeah.
But 10 albums that Europe have done totally, haven't they?
Yeah.
How do you find that coming up with new material? Is that a difficult thing when you've had like 9 albums before and you sit down again and go, let's get together, guys, and do another album?
It's a fantastic process, really, and we just love doing that. And it's getting harder, but I think we're making it easy for ourselves, or easier, because we don't try to copy what we have done before.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to write another Final Countdown.
Yeah.
If we would to do that'd be a hard job.
Yeah.
And not very fun either. We just try to have fun and do whatever we feel like, basically.
Do you feel under less pressure now as you get older and people still are coming to your shows and stuff? Do you feel less pressure now to like write another Final Countdown?
No. We don't have any pressure at all.
Yeah.
We don't want to go there.
Yeah.
We don't want to.
Yeah.
We want to do exactly what we're doing today. And, I mean, we have our own record company and we own the material ourselves, so we're sort of more in control now than we were in the 80s.
Yeah. And that feeling of control, actually, a lot of the interviews I do are about that. I like it now because I've got control and I didn't have it before. And that's that freedom, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess that's good.
It is.
So this new album's just been released. Now, only a couple of weeks or so, actually, isn't it? So it's really fresh off the press. How's it been received so far?
I've read some reviews and most of them are really good. And the feedback we get from fans that we talk to are also really good. But obviously the links that are sent to me to check reviews out are usually the ones that are really good. So
they hide the others.
But it seems to be a really good reception.
So for those people who haven't yet heard it, what kind of thing can they expect when they slip it in the CD player?
I would guess a modern album recorded in an old way, but with a lot of influences from the bands that we grew up with, like the 70s bands, like Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, Rainbow, Black Sabbath, and loads of other bands as well. But I would say we're sort of constantly, and if you heard Europe before, this is yet another album where we're sort of just trying to, I see it as we're on a journey, in our own musical universe, mm-hmm. and we like to sort of check different parts out. Okay, let's go this way for this album, next album. Oh, let's try this. So we sort of try. I mean, you still hear that it's a Europe album, but it's, we like to experiment a little bit and sort of try new things and not be too stuck in sort of an old way of doing things. And I think that's what keeps us alive and also makes it fun for us.
Sure. Yeah, it's almost like experimental twist with a but staying true to your roots and the foundation of where it started. Yeah. Mm, good stuff. Yeah. So tonight, can people expect to hear a bit of the new, a bit of the old? You know.
Yeah, we're going to play probably 5 new songs from the new album, and the rest is songs from. Actually, we do quite a lot of songs from the latest albums, or from the since we started again 10 years ago.
Oh yeah.
So 12 years ago, whatever it was.
Time flies.
And some of the good old songs as well. So it's going to be a mix,
A couple of years ago, a bit more, 2-3 years ago, we were supposed to play the Download Festival, right? And so we... let's not play the Final Countdown on this show. But planes were delayed. There was a lot of traffic on the way there, so we actually didn't get there in time. So we had to cancel the whole show.
Oh no!
So we said, okay, never try to take the Final Countdown out of the set list anymore.
Yeah, it's bad luck for you. Oh no! Oh bless you. So it's in. It's staying in, and that's it.
I guess that's what we have to
do. You've got it, haven't you? Yeah. Terrific. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you for your time. I know you've got to get cracking with getting ready, so I will love you and leave you, as they say. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice talking.
You've been listening to Cattails. To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.